Step into the world of Sizzle and Chill, where I, Dr. Schreier, take you on a captivating healing voyage each week. Explore state-of-the-art approaches to rejuvenate your body and mind. Our mission is to bring you the finest treatments and therapies for complete healing.
Hi, this is Dr. Alon Schreier with Sizzle and Chill Del Rey, and I have the famous Matt Williams here.
I don't know about that. Super, super pumped, man. Really cool to see your space. Love this setup, and I mean, you never have to leave here.
Right, I love it. I'm here every morning.
There you go.
So Matt Williams, I've known for many years, and I'd love to follow his journey and see what he's up to. He's a man of many talents, and I'd love to jump into that today. Matt, would you introduce yourself and share a little bit of, you know, just like kind of the different businesses you do and the different things, you know, like just state them, and then we'll kind of dive into them.
Cool. Well, Matt Williams, grateful to be here. Thanks for having me. Founder of FroPro Snack Bar. It's a delicious peanut butter snack bar that made with organic peanut butter, plant-based protein, gluten-free oats, honey, and cinnamon, and then different variations of flavors or iterations that we have sold at. There you go. We did some collabs with other local business owners, such as Nani. So we have a peanut butter snack bar that we sell. We're in about 36 states. We're in Whole Foods locally here in the Florida area, but you can find us on GoFroPro or FroPro.com, Amazon, TikTok Shop, pretty much anywhere you can find us. So go check us out. I also am coming up on 14 years sober, which is why this is all possible and how I'm still sitting here. So I do some recovery coaching for Next Level Recovery Associates and have grown with them, with Amanda Marino and Sarah Frias. So super grateful for that. And just get to do a lot of really fun things and, you know, have a gym, like to work out. We're based out of Boca. And if you ever get a chance, come check us out either on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, pretty much any of the social media channels. So thank you again for having me.
Awesome. Well, I'm really excited. I was, you know, thinking when I started this podcast last year that you were always somebody that I wanted to have on. And I'm happy that I kind of worked out the kinks and now know how to run this, this show.
Quite a setup. I love it.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
First time with the mic here.
So. Yeah. I was going to say, this is cool. I love it.
So me and you met, 2012, I think.
Yeah, right? It was, you were a block or two away from when I was trained out of Slash Fitness. Mm-hmm. And I had been looking for someone. I had somewhat of an injury in my neck and, you know, I think, yeah, it was my neck and my, from like my training. So I needed to come in and get some relief. And yeah, you were renting space at that time from a family friend of yours.
Dr. Short.
Yeah. Short.
In the little house.
So, you gave me some relief. We kind of, you know, hit it off. You're obviously a really nice guy. I found out that, my wife, Chelsea, knew you from growing up. And, since then, just kind of stayed in touch. Obviously, when you leave Del Rey, like I did, it's like I'm never in Del Rey anymore, even though it's really close. But always appreciate you and what you did for me and helping me get to perform at my greatest. So, again, awesome. Kudos to you. Thanks.
Awesome. Well, I brought that up because I think that's around when you started FroPro too, right?
Yes. So
out of Slash Fitness, yep. When you were making the bars.
Yeah, it was an idea in 2011. Became a business in 2013. We were renting space in West Boca. Then we went to Boynton, and then we opened our facility, our gym / kitchen facility in 2018 off Clintmore Road. We expanded in 2021 to the other bay. So we're off Clintmore Road in bay 11 and 12. And it's been great. It's kind of like a central point between, you know, obviously the east and the west. And if you live down here, you know, some people don't go west of 95, but we're close enough. And some people don't go west of military. So it's fun. So it's been a really cool journey. Wouldn't have gotten here without the community and the good people like yourself that have been supportive of, you know, either helping us in our journey physically or even purchasing the bars and carrying them in your office and telling people about it. So, yeah, it's been a wild ride.
It's so cool to watch you because when you first started, I think you did them by hand.
Yep.
And then you package them in like Saran wrap and put a sticker on the front.
Glad stick and seal Saran wrap, yep. Sticker on it. That's how we started. And then as we kind of kind of grew. It was like we learned more about packaging. We learned more about keeping the bar in a more protective state. We went to pouches and resealables, and now, you know, we've invested a lot in our infrastructure. So we purchased these machines that now produce the bar, so it's not by hand. It technically still mixes and in a giant you know, Hobart mixer, and then it goes onto a line where it flattens, stamps, cuts, and then from there it goes right into the packaging machine. So we've come a long way. Yeah,
it's really cool to see. And you know, I know you hustle, you're out there, like you're especially at the beginning, you're like
we are at every event.
You're
together.
Yeah.
Races, 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons, pretty much anything where people were doing fitness related things, we provided the snacks and you provided the healing and recovery.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I think we kind of grew our relationship there. But it was really cool because you like everywhere I go now, whether it's a yoga studio, a gym, a gas station, you know, food place, like you guys are everywhere. And then I loved when you guys got into Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Like that's a big deal.
Yeah, it was a huge deal. Locally, obviously, still in debt to this community, as a lot of people gave us a chance when otherwise some wouldn't, which led us to get a meeting when Whole Foods was just Whole Foods, not purchased by Amazon. And we went through an interview process, a trial process. It took about a year from the initial meeting and essentially sharing the product and pitching them in the corporate office in Florida to, you know, they gave us the Palm Beach stores, which were four locations. And we kind of sat there for a little bit because at that time, Amazon purchased and we're like, we're small. We may not be here very long because, you know, Amazon can do whatever they want. But they still favor the local program. And then they give us a chance in Broward and then the entire state. And then obviously COVID hit. So a lot of things were put on pause. So we have been in the Florida locations for Whole Foods for quite some time. We have a couple other chains. We've expanded and we're using, you know, we have distributors, which now can get us into different states and working with certain things up and down the coast and some in the Midwest and on the West Coast. But yeah, we're truly grateful for Florida. And as now things are starting to, even after it's been some time since the world shut down, but we're hoping that the review process and the things and that we've done and the people that we've invested in, we get a chance to expand. So like, hopefully we'll have that news within the next couple months.
Nice. Well, I can't wait to look out for that news.
Me neither. it's been a long and patient wait.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's you, the business has ups and downs and sideways.
Correct.
And it's like, you know, it's fun when you view it that way, but sometimes it could be stressful and but you're doing what you love. You're passionate about it, you know. I know you love sharing about FroPro and your background and your story.
Yeah.
So I figured we can jump into that now.
Sure.
Because you went through recovery and addiction and you are really passionate about that and help a lot of people, which is really cool. You're a man of many talents. So why don't we switch gears and talk a little bit about how you, where you were at? I've heard the story, but you know, where were you at when it happened and how have you transformed your life and how do you help other people now?
Great. I was a teacher, educator, coach, elementary school. I was up north. I grew up in New York. I spent some time up there after college and was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I thought, you know, going back in education, because I always loved that and coaching. So I did that for a period of time. And all the while, you know, I lived that, you know, now I know it's like that double life where I was bartending and doing some things, you know, extracurricular things where, you know, it wasn't really conducive to a healthy mind, body and spirit. Had the chance to come down here for a job and I came down to South Florida, but as they say, wherever you are there, you know, that's, you know, you can't run away from yourself. So I thought, oh, I'll just change my geography. I'll leave. And like all the problems I have in New York and, you know, what I've done and like, you know, the things that I'm not proud of, I'm going to come down here. But, you know, I was right with me the entire time. So, you know, had a really great job, really grateful to that community, taught. Lasted a little bit and I was like, I want to go back north because I was out of my element and I, you know, I'm good with people and all that, but I just wasn't in the right mind or headspace and I was still drinking and drugging. And then May 15th in 2010, I got a DUI and it wasn't the first and there had been many consequences for my actions and my drinking and drugging. And fortunately, whatever reason, there was a cry for help from me. I finally admitted that I was an alcoholic and an addict and I reached out for help and I was welcomed in by a lot of people that I knew and a lot of people I didn't know. And I was fortunate enough to, you know, face a lot of the consequences as a sober man, because I don't think if I was drinking, I would have survived that. But yeah, I went through a ton of consequences and kind of restarted. And the thing that I love to do, teaching and coaching, was not an option anymore because of my decisions. And it was just, you know, I was 28 years old, about to be 29. And it was like, you know, either get spiritually fit and get help and ask for it and do these suggestions, or, you know, continue this insanity and maybe end up dead. And to some people that are listening to this, if they have a loved one, you know, on the outside, if you're not an alcoholic and addict, it may seem like that's a really easy choice. But it took me years to get there. You know, like, I've had consequences, and, you know, it took me about 7 or 8 years of pain and suffering to finally be like, I need help. And, it was great. I had a lot of really good people help me out. Had the opportunities to go into a fellowship group, meet a lot of other people that had solved their problem with drinking by doing a few simple steps and suggestions and traditions and concepts and principles. And I'm the only one in my family like me. I have an amazing family, two older brothers, you know, mom and dad that did an amazing job. And, you know, I just crossed a line and, you know, I didn't know how to get back. But thankfully that was, you know, that whole situation happened May 15th, and I feel like May 17th was my sobriety date. There was like nothing left in my system. And I was on the road to getting help and going to meetings. And I was fortunate enough to get into a treatment program that are, you know, pretty much across the country. There's a lot of places. South Florida happens to be a haven for a lot of recovery based on the beautiful weather and that kind of seasonal, be in the sun, be outside, be moving, be doing. So it's it was a really interesting time. Summer of 2010, I spent in a 90-day treatment program in Delray Beach that no longer exists here. But, you know, I haven't looked back. I'm not, you know, I don't regret anything. You know, obviously there was, in the moment, you're like, this is terrible. You know, when I love to do what I do and it didn't work anymore, the thought of, you know, ending my life was an option. And, you know, it was an option, but it wasn't, you know, because, like, I survived, and not a lot of people survive. And it's a day-to-day process program. Every day, you know, is a gift. I look at it that way, because as someone way ahead of me, a mentor told me, he's like, this is uncharted territory. You've never been this sober in your life, other than when you were a kid before you started. So, you know, getting into drugs and alcohol at like 12, 13 and getting sober at 28, 29, you know, there's a lot of pain and suffering. So it's like, I'm coming up on about the time frame that I used, you know, about 14 years, I'm 14 years removed. So I can say, you know, my life is infinitely better. The people in my life, you know, I never thought it possible. Like, I met an amazing woman who has supported me since day one when I told her to run the other way. And I've shared this a lot, you know, it's just like, people didn't give up on me. My family didn't give up on me, and people gave me chances and offered me opportunities that I otherwise thought I didn't deserve. And, you know, still work hard to maintain those relationships and those interactions, because it saved my life.
I love that story. And that's you're an inspiration to many people. Thanks. I know in the community, I know you're always helping people go through this process. If you have a family member that has addiction, with alcohol or drugs, like what Matt was saying, don't give up on them. And if you are yourself somebody who's addicted to alcohol or drugs, don't give up. You can reach out to Matt Williams. There's resources out there to get help.
Yep.
You just have to be ready, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's you have to be at it's a terrible thing. You have to be at that jumping off point, yeah, where it's, your way isn't working. It's insane. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just the briefest moment of like, I'm worth it. And the briefest moment of like, I'm not alone in this and I'm not unique. There's plenty of people that struggle with certain things. So yeah, you know, it's a big thing. You see it out on social media. You're not alone. Like, you don't have to do this alone. You don't have to figure this out on your own. There's plenty of people. And that's what really, like, my true higher power in the beginning was listening to people. When I heard their situations and what they had gone through, obviously I compared them and I was like, I would have drank if I were them. And yet here I am just making poor choices, drinking, driving, you know, not showing up, not being accountable. And, you know, I felt if these people can get sober, I can get sober too.
Back with Matt Williams. He is in a cold plunge. I think it's like 38, 39 degrees right now. And Matt, you do quite a bit of cold plunging, right?
Yeah, my brother turned me on, my older brother turned me on to it in Vermont, where we jumped, went for a run, and then we jumped into a cold river with the flow. It wasn't too quick, and I was like, this is crazy. But I remember getting out and like, gotta get to a shower. By the time we got back to the house, I felt so good, but took a hot shower, and it was the most like relaxing thing ever. And yeah, ended up getting linked up with the folks at Ice Barrel, Wyatt, and yeah, just super great tool for recovery work, you know, end of the day, sometimes first thing in the morning. But the contrast therapy of obviously cold and hot, or hot and then cold, is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I found out about it last year, and it's been like game changer. Yeah, do you find like a lot of people don't want to try it because they're like nervous or scared, or they just don't know?
I think it can be uncomfortable. This is quite cold and something that feels incredible, but I'm trying to breathe through it so I can actually speak to you. But yeah, I think once you try it and get over it, and the people that, you know, I've had a ton of people, and we've done some WIM workshops, and my brother's come in for breathing, and you know, his company Peak Flow now that he's helping a ton of people across the country with is super positive, super helpful. And it's, you know, if you don't like it, you know, I think, you know, try something and see how it feels, and if it's, you know, good for the day to day and it actually helps you improve. Or, you know, there's so many studies out there that this is the best thing, and other people say this is the worst thing. But, you know, if it works for you, you know, do it.
Awesome. And other than the cold plunging, we talked about FroPro. We talked about
coaching,
recovery, coaching. You also have your own fitness studio, right, where you train people?
Yep. We have a gym there in off Glenmore, and it's I still work with my clients that have been coaching and training since I met you at Slash. And yeah, you know, it's been great, you know, to be able to help people on their fitness journey, and to, you know, work on strength, or, you know, losing weight, or overall health and wellness. It really has been a great thing to connect with people and to help them. So I'm grateful for that opportunity too.
Awesome. And could you give one last piece of advice to anybody listening?
Yeah, something that was told to me that I've shared often is, you know, we're in the effort business. And, you know, as long as you put effort into the things that you love to do in the day-to-day, whether it's family, friends, any other relationships, work, business, anything that you're trying to do, ideas, just, you know, put max effort in, and, you know, the results will come. But we're in the effort business, not the results business. And, you know, find something that's greater than yourself and tap into it, and just get busy living.
Perfect. And how can people find you?
Find me on Instagram at mwarwilliams, mwarwilliams, at FroPro Snacks. You can find me on LinkedIn, Matthew Williams, Facebook. And if you have any other questions or anything I can do to be of service, my cell is 914-772-6343. And here to help in any way possible.
Please go out and get a FroPro bar at Whole Foods,
Amazon, TikTok shop. We do some fun things and giveaways, and if we can support any event that you might be doing and it's in our wheelhouse, we'll do our best to do so.
I love FroPro. I'm addicted to them. What's thanks, your favorite flavor?
Blueberry Dream.
Nice.
Blueberry Dream is my jam. I they're all great, but initially it was mint, and then when Tropical Dream came out and where you rebranded it to Blueberry Dream, that's definitely my go-to. But Toasted Mallow's up there too.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love, I don't know if you do this, but I like freezing them.
Oh, yeah. So
that's my favorite way to eat them.
Yeah. yeah. I'm a fan of FroPro anyway served.
Perfect. All right.
Matt Williams here. Now we're flipping the roles. We're going to go for 3 minutes as best we can. But yeah. So awesome. Thank you for having me on Sizzle and Chill. We'll get you on the Wake Up the Sun show. If you haven't checked us out, please go do so. But you have been incredibly successful in building an amazing business, building an amazing and beautiful family. What's one thing you could recommend to somebody if they're just starting out?
If you're just starting out, I would say there's a couple of things, but I would say the biggest thing is believe in yourself, and you have to just take the leap and burn the bridges. And the second thing is wake up early. I know you're a big proponent of this, but I think that one of the best things that I do, and I don't always do it, but when I do, I wake up at 5 in the morning, I go exercise, I run,
Recently, I started doing the sauna and cold plunge. But even if you just wake up at 5 or around there and exercise and meditate for a few minutes, I think that's one of the biggest things you can do. Because with business and life, there's always going to be stressful things that come up. But if you do those things in the morning, that's the hardest part of your day. And once you do that, you can handle anything else.
Wow. I couldn't have said that better myself. If someone is at a point in their life where they have these good ideas or they have something or they're not doing exactly what they want to do, you said like burn the bridges. That's very common with people that are starting their own business and trying things out. What do you think the most important thing is, aside from waking up, when you're having these ideas and trying to get them off the ground? What do you think is like one of the more important things for them to do?
Finding mentors that have already done it and are successful. If you're just trying to wing it and you've never done what you're trying to do, it's possible, but it's a lot harder when you don't have somebody giving you tips or advice. And I don't know about you, but I've met people along the way where I've asked for help or asked for advice from people that I saw were more successful than me. I asked them to take, if I could take them out to coffee or dinner or lunch, and 99% of the time they say yes, and they'll share tips and information for free because they just want to see you succeed too. So finding people that are successful in whatever field you want to do, and helping, you know, asking them for help or just watching what they do and kind of trying to get ideas from them. Mentors.
Love it. I'm literally physically shaking right now because my body is so cold. Oh, my God.
As cold as me.
No, I was going to say, like, in there, I was good. Out here, I'm, like, shivering right now.
I think it gets easier the longer you stay in, right?
Yeah. No, your body sets. I'm on this video shaking. What was one of the most important things a mentor said to you as you were starting Schreier Family Chiropractic?
One of the most important things a mentor said to me.
That's like maybe stuck with you and you kind of fall back to, or like I said, like one mentor shared with me, like we're in the effort business.
Yeah.
What's that for you?
I was speaking with someone, actually this lawyer, Andrew Feldman, and I was buying used furniture from him when I moved to the second office, the bigger one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was stressed out because I was moving and I was buying furniture and spending all this money and stuff. And he's like, don't worry, it's going to work out. Like, everything always works out. Has everything ever not worked out? And I was like, he's like, you're still here. Like, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Like, you know, everything that I've tried to do, you know, even though there might have been like setbacks, I ended up achieving. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to, you know, believe that it's going to succeed. And it has. So that was, you know, just try to push that negativity out and the doubt and just realize, hey, it's always worked out. It's always going to work out. And even if there's setbacks, you just keep pushing the effort.
Love it.
Yeah. Has that been 3 minutes?
It's got to be because I'm freezing.
Perfect. Well, this has been another episode of Sizzle and Chill with Matt Williams. Check it out and visit FroPro, Wake Up the Sun Show. Check out the Chief Heart Officer, all the things.
We appreciate you sizzling and chilling with us today on this episode. To stay connected, consider showing your support by following, sharing, and awarding us a sizzling 5-star review on platforms like Apple or Spotify. Remember, you can participate in our weekly $1,000 raffle by submitting a review to Apple or Spotify and leaving a comment on the current YouTube episode. Check the episode description for instructions. You can reach us at www.drelan.com, D-R-E-L-A-N. Drop an email at info@drelan.com. Stay happy, healthy, and abundant.